Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Becky Baker from the Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science, and I would like to welcome you to today's STEM Spot program, Women in STEM series. And so my guest today is Dr. Alicia Mathis, and she has been the department head of biology since 2005. So, Dr. Mathis, I'd like to welcome you to the program today.
I'm happy to be here.
Alicia, I know that you work with small fish, salamanders, including hellbenders, and that's such an interesting species to be working with. Can you tell us how you got started studying those species?
Well, it's a lot of it was just luck or happenstance. The people that I wanted to work with, the professors that I wanted to work with, use those animals as their model organism, and I have grown to love them so much that I decided to devote my life to their study. They have a lot of things going for them in addition to just being interesting parts of the ecosystem. They're easier to work with than some other animals that are larger or maybe have more specific habitat requirements.
Okay. Now, I know that you and your research students are exploring some very interesting topics dealing with these species. And so can you tell us a little bit about exactly what kinds of research questions you're looking at and what you guys have discovered up to this point?
Well, we've been studying them for quite a while, so we know a lot about them now. Still a lot left to learn, of course. We are behavioral ecologists in my lab, which means that we are interested in any question an ecologist would be interested in, but we look at it through the lens of how the animal's behavior influences those specific concepts in ecology. For example, we're very interested in competition, particularly competition within a species, and so we look to see how aggressive behavior mediates that competition. We are really interested in determining the outcome of a contest between animals, and believe it or not, there are aggressive contests between little tiny salamanders. They bite each other. They do aggressive displays. They're quite fun to watch, actually. They defend territories on the forest floor. And we've learned quite a bit about how things like, well, body size influences the outside of or the outcome of contests, how body condition, for example, through parasite load influences their aggressive behavior. Parasitized individuals don't do very well in competition. We've learned about how experience influences their behavior. There's a winner and a loser effect. If they have a history of winning contests, they're more likely to win a contest than if they have a history of losing contests. So there's all sorts of interesting things going on as far as what determines who's a winner and who's a loser.
So now, does this mean that your students go out and actually observe all of this?
Salamanders are tricky because they're very secretive. They live under rocks and logs, in the leaf litter, in burrows, and they're really difficult to observe in the wild. They do occur in the Ozarks, and so if the listeners haven't ever seen one, they're missing out. What we do is we collect them and we bring them back to the lab. And they're wonderful lab animals because they just don't seem to be bothered by being in the lab. And by that I mean they seem to do their natural behaviors under these controlled laboratory conditions, which makes them really easy to manipulate. For example, we can deliberately set a large animal against a small animal and see what happens.
Now, if someone goes out in the wild and they actually start trying to look for these, is that a good idea, or should they just leave them in their natural habitat and not worry about trying to find them to observe them themselves?
Well, it's like anything in nature. When you observe them, there's always a potential for the disturbance to have a negative influence. On the other hand, they are part of our Ozark natural inheritance, and it's a shame for people that live here never to have seen them. So as long as people are very careful about disturbing them as little as possible, sure, they can turn over rocks and logs and look for them, but it's extraordinarily important that they very gently return the rocks and logs to the way that they found them. But small disturbances like that are probably fine.
Well, I want to thank you for being with us today. It's been a very interesting discussion, and thank you for those of you that are out there listening today. And please, the next time you see a salamander, be nice to it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.